Live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, it's time for Spirituality for Everyday Living with Melinda Vale. As the medium who makes a difference, Melinda and her guests discuss practical spirituality and how it makes an impact on our everyday lives. And now, here's your hostess, Melinda Vale.
Well, as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and two podcasts ago, we had Allison Beavers talking about patient advocation. Last week, we had Dr. Duffy McMahon talking about how forgiveness helps you with a life-altering illness. And today, it is my very utmost pleasure to introduce you to Jennifer Caraway. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you because this is so exciting what you do. And it helps me to explain to people a theory that I've had called turning karma to dharma, which I'm going to explain in just a minute. But let me tell everyone a little bit about this amazing young lady. She's been working in the restaurant industry since she was 14 years old as a dishwasher. Now she's an entrepreneur and business owner. It shows you that you put your head on something, you can make it in life, right? And in 2011, she watched her friend Joy Sitz Butts. Say that right? Okay. Slowly but gracefully die of ovarian cancer. And she made a promise that something good would come out of her death, and something sure did, because what Jennifer did was she birthed the Joy Bus. And tell us a little bit about the birth of the Joy Bus and your friend Joy and what the Joy Bus does for cancer patients and all of the good things that you do, Jen.
Yeah, no, I would love to. So we started, as you mentioned, in 2011. It was Joy's just grace and determination and elegance that inspired me to do something for others in her honor. So I created the Joy Bus, which prepares and delivers free meals to homebound cancer patients. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very grateful that she was aware before she passed away of what we were going to do in her honor. I wish she could see it now. It's amazing that the community has rallied around what we're doing. We've grown from feeding two people a week to now making upwards of 140 home visits each week.
Oh, that's amazing. I will tell you, as a medium, I know she knows what you're doing now and is very pleased and proud and feels like what she went through was not in vain, which is what we all want on the earth plane, right, honey? We want to make sure that our lives are purposeful, and certainly you're doing that in your life, but through her name. And so she's a part of that too. I'm sure she is excited about every meal delivery that you deliver.
Oh, I hope so, because she really has given me purpose.
Yeah, she seems to me like she's a pretty fantastic lady, just like you are. You know, it's a like attracts like world. So friends are attracted in likeness. And, you know, I think showing me lots of flowers. So I think she loved flowers and nature and that kind of thing too. So tell us a little bit about all of these wonderful honors and awards that you have gotten just as a restaurateur, not with the extra measure of what you do for people that are homebound by cancer.
I'm probably the last person you want to ask about any accolades that I've received, because I'm not very good at keeping track or talking. I don't know.
That makes me like you even more, Jennifer.
Sorry.
Because, you know, humility is part of spirituality and compassion is part of spirituality. And you're putting all those ingredients into the food that you make with love as you have delivered food to cancer patients and in your own restaurant, which is where, Jennifer?
The restaurant's located off the 51 in Shea, and we're open to the public Thursday through Sunday from 7 to 2. And the rest of the days, we're really focusing on how we can create those meals for our patients in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, honestly, I'm very, very lucky that I knew Joy, and I'm very lucky that I was able to find something that I'm passionate about, because I don't think that everybody else has that opportunity to be blessed with a passion that they can wake up every day and go out and crush.
A purpose-driven life.
100%. Yeah.
And making such a big difference in so many other people's lives, you and Joy, because it was her karma, meaning that it was her situation to leave the planet this way. And as she left gifts. And she, every time you deliver a meal, she's giving a gift from what she went through. And that's amazing. That's an amazing thing for her to do and for you to do. So how did you come up with the idea? Like, what sparked it to start? I mean, I know that you're watching this beautiful and blessed person be graceful and honorable and have integrity as she's leaving the planet and knowing that she's headed off to heaven. And, you know, then what sparked the idea to make it all happen?
One of the days I was creating meals for her. It really was the only way that I could get in the house with her because mm-hmm. she really had everything she needed. So it was my excuse to be able to sit with her. Mm-hmm. And so I just started creating these little meals. And one of the days when I was in my car bawling my eyes out, because you don't want to do that in front of the person because they're the ones in pain, not you. Right. So you really should just suck it up and go cry in the car. Mm-hmm. And so in one of these car cries, I was thinking, well, maybe there's people out there that don't have this support, because she really did have a lot of people around her that loved and cared about her. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this is my gift. I can cook. My kids think so on most days. And so why not take what I'm able to do and share that with people that don't have that support system?
Mm-hmm. So some of the proceeds from your restaurant, then you use to give these meals free to people who are homebound.
Correct. 100% of the proceeds from the restaurant fund our mission.
Oh my gosh. Like, let's put you at that place where people should strive to be spiritually speaking, Jennifer. And I'm not trying to blow wind up your skirt or anything like that. I just want to say to you that you're the essence of what I try to teach people to do with, you know, turning that a tough situation into something that helps other people. That is the essence, again, of spirituality. Where were you raised, Jennifer?
Here in Phoenix.
Ah, yeah. Very nice. Yep. Okay.
Whole life.
And Joy was raised in Yuma?
In Oregon.
In Oregon.
And then here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wonder why she's heading me back towards California. That's an interesting thing.
Huh.
So, has a sister and a mother on the other side.
Correct.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how I knew Joy was through her sister, Tina.
Ah.
And Tina, unfortunately, passed away a few years before Joy did. Her mother, a couple years before Joy did as
mm-hmm.
well.
Tough situation for the family. But one thing I do know, Jennifer, from my work, is that when you pass away, the people that you love that are there before you come out from the light and come and get you. And so that even hospice workers will talk about people dying and they say, oh, look, there's my mother, or oh, look, there's my father, or don't you see those people in the corner? And many, many hospice workers will talk about people seeing their loved ones coming for them before they actually leave their body.
I hope so.
Joy is in good company with her mother and her sister. And so that's a blessing as well.
Because, I hope so.
You know, and you have children of your own?
Yes, I have two very perfect, amazing, generous, kind, brilliant children.
Very nice. I have no doubt they're generous and kind from who you are. So that's, you know, the what is that? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, in spite of, they've turned out pretty good.
Well, you know, I hope the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree because my kids are pretty successful themselves. So that's a good thing. So what? This is a breakfast. You go for breakfast and lunch at the restaurant, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so you have to pay a wait staff and people there. So I hope that people are tipping well when they come in, and because everybody's working for one united goal and to help other people. So I think it's an amazing thing that everybody probably knows what they're working towards, right? So you probably have a great staff.
Yeah, thankfully, because obviously we can't afford to pay really well. So it's really cool that people are there for the mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been very fortunate to attract people that, you know, they themselves are trying to give and try to be bigger than themselves. So we're fortunate that they've found us and want to be a part of the mission.
That's nice. That's nice. Now, how do the deliveries go out? You have a delivery service that helps you, or your own delivery person, or how does that go? And is it all over the valley, or where does food get delivered?
We have an amazing team of volunteers. So,
oh, that's lovely.
They really are the lifeblood of our organization, because initially my idea was about food. Mm-hmm. And the volunteers over the years have kind of taken ownership of that mission and turned it into a companionship service, a flower delivery service, a food delivery. Like, they really turned my tiny idea into something amazing.
Ah.
Yeah, so the volunteers will pick up the food and they'll take it to the patient's home and they'll sit with them. They'll call on them on off days. It's really like a community effort. I'm so grateful that they've turned it into that, because it's way cooler than what I envisioned.
So impressive. And just in a time in the world when we think that, you know, people are difficult, we have somebody like you come along and say, wait, there's this wonderful group of volunteers and they've made it bigger and better, and they chat with people and they help them out. And so it kind of tells me all the world is not lost, because there's people like Jennifer Caraway and her group of volunteers and people working in the restaurant. That's fantastic, Jennifer.
Yeah, you and me both thinking that way, because before I had opened the Joy Bus, I literally like chip on my shoulder thinking that everybody out there was out for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm in such a special position now that I don't see those people anymore. Mm-hmm. All I see is people that are selfless and kind and generous with their time. Those are the only people I know now. So imagine how rad my life is.
Yeah, well, that's another spiritual concept. It's a life attracts like world. What you put out into the universe comes back at you. So when you're kind and compassionate and do things that are awesome, you attract people to you that have the same kind of energy. And wouldn't it be nice if we could change the world by, you know, changing everyone, so that we would share a little kindness and a little bit of connectiveness and compassion for people who disagree with us, not just people who are in trouble with cancer or other illnesses. It would be amazing to have that be part of the everyday cycle of life, you know?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it for sure. So, you know, I do not like to say that I am a breast cancer survivor. I'm still recovering from breast cancer. I'm a thriver. My husband and I both went for surgery with pink hair. But I can't tell you, I have a large group. And I was not real sick with cancer. Now, I know that sounds weird, but I was not. I was not real sick with cancer. I caught it very young, and I did have to do some radiation, and I did choose to do some major surgery. But I had so many people send food and so many people that were helpful to me that it was really an awesome experience. Now, I know that sounds weird to people that may be listening, that having cancer can be an awesome experience, but it really was. And everybody at MD Anderson, all the doctors, everyone was just simply wonderful. But it did give me a taste. It gave me a taste of what it feels like to get that scared. And to hear that word, that dreadful word that no one wants to hear, you have cancer, and what that means to you emotionally and how much it burdens you and how you think to yourself, wow, you know, what am I going to do here? And choices of treatment and choices of doctors. And so to have good home cooking food sent to you and beautiful flowers and people that will sit and let you vent is an amazing thing to do. So I think it's just awesome. I know I can tell some of your accolades because they are written in front of me, Jennifer. So there. So so you best food for a good cause in Phoenix New Times, best of 2015 movers and shakers in Phoenix Magazine, honoree of the 100 Award Mass General Cancer Center, you amazing little thing. She's gorgeous, by the way, you guys. You should see her. 2018 Hope Award recipient, annual nonprofits director of the year innovation award, cookbook author. Tell us a little bit about your cookbook.
Oh my gosh, I love our cookbook.
Tell me.
So we partner with a lot of the local restaurants and the local chefs who have helped us prepare our patient meals. Mm-hmm. So we created a book that features 12 of the Valley's best chefs. They have entered a recipe that they've prepared for our patients. Mm-hmm. There's some of my recipes. There's some of our diner recipes, some of our volunteer recipes. So it's literally a collaboration of the community that got us to where we are today.
Oh, that's wonderful. How can somebody get the cookbook?
They can go to our website, thejoybus.charity, and there's a link there to purchase the cookbook.
You know, I just can't even imagine how excited Joy must be whenever this a meal goes out for in honor of her. That just think about it, you guys. If you were Joy and you were sitting in heaven and you were looking at this whole operation that blossomed forth into this amazing network of volunteers and goodness, how proud you would be of your friend Jennifer and everything that she accomplished. So I think that she's very, very, very happy about what you have done. So what's the next step in your life? Are you going to do something new, Jennifer? Are you staying where you're at, or you have some new ideas that you're putting forth, or what's the next step for you?
I'm going to go to a beach and drink a margarita.
Oh, I want to come. I want to come.
In my mind. We're actually getting ready to kind of explode. Like right now we're doing 140 home visits a week. Mm-hmm. We just purchased a new location.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, super excited. The space of our current kitchen is about 1300 square feet. This kitchen will be roughly 6,700 square feet.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we're going to go from the 140 visits a week to 2,500 in the next 18 months.
Oh, my goodness. I felt something big around you, but that is really big. Tell me where the new location will be. I mean, will the restaurant where it is now stay there? And the, I mean, tell me more about it.
Yeah, definitely. So it's in the same neighborhood. It's just a couple blocks away. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to stay in the neighborhood that helped us survive in the neighborhood.
Right.
So I'm very grateful that we found this building. Mm-hmm. So it'll be just a couple blocks away. We will have the diner. We'll move into that space as well.
Okay.
The diner part will not be much larger than it currently is. The majority of the focus will be on the commercial kitchen to help expand our program.
2,500. That is simply amazing. So the old location is next to Storm Wisdom.
Yeah.
And I know the people at Storm Wisdom because I've taught there before, and the new location is going to go which way close to this?
It will go on the other side of the 51.
On the other side of the 51.
Correct.
Towards the mountain.
Exactly.
Very nice. Oh,
yes.
That's going to be wonderful.
I'm very excited and a bit overwhelmed.
Wonderful, wonderful energy on being near the mountain. I think sometimes when we're excited in our overwhelm, things kind of, we have to throw things right back upstairs to God and let him like handle the details, right? And so, you know, I think those details will all fall into place for you because you're doing such a wonderful and amazing thing.
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
It's just getting there.
Yeah.
But I know it'll happen.
2,500. Well, if somebody wants to volunteer for your organization, and by the way, I hear from my friends, Pat and Duffy McMahon, that the food is awesome. And if you want to go have breakfast or lunch at the Joy Bus, please look up the website and go. And if you want to volunteer, do you need more volunteers?
We always need volunteers. Mm-hmm. And really all you have to do is have a heart and care about the people in your community. And there's links on our website for different volunteer opportunities.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have a heart. How about that, everybody? Have a heart. Amazing. Amazing. So I think that you are doing something that is an example to everybody around you. I think your children will be very proud when they look at your life and what you've done.
I hope so.
Because you know that. Children... kids actually follow their mother's success line, not their father's. Did you know that?
Well, let's hope that's all they're following of me.
Well, I think that they should follow your heartfelt and compassion, too. So do you have anybody in your family that suffered from cancer, Jennifer?
No, I have not. I've been very fortunate in that aspect.
Yeah.
Very fortunate.
Yeah.
I'm one of few.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are one of few. I have a girlfriend that has been recovering from ovarian cancer and had, you know, a lot of parts taken out to recover. And she's, you know, I think that she's kind of got a 5-year lifeline in front of her and is also amazing and handled herself with grace. But they've got to do some real work around some of the hormone-based cancers and women's cancers, breast cancer, as well as ovarian cancer. I don't know what the statistics are for ovarian cancer, but I do know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer in their lifetime. That's a pretty high statistic, 1 in 8. Do you know anything about the ovarian cancer rates?
Yeah, the problem with ovarian cancer, I mean, obviously there's a problem with cancer in general. With ovarian cancer, unfortunately, there's not a test. Mm-hmm. So usually when ovarian cancer is caught, it's in stage four. Mm-hmm. So I sit on a board called the Teal It Up Foundation that's partnered with the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition mm-hmm. that is helping to get more information. You know, like back in the day when we were doing about breast cancer and like, know the signs, this is what you should do. Mm-hmm. There's no awareness per mm-hmm. se of ovarian cancer. So we're trying really hard to get in front of the doctors and try to do genetic testing, anything we can on our side to spread awareness of how ovarian cancer works.
Absolutely. Do we need that? Because now, you know, the little pink ribbons are everywhere, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
And so I don't think my friend really had any symptoms until her tummy started to bother her and she was losing weight. So I don't know what the typical symptomology is. Is there something, the bloated?
Bloated, 100%. And unfortunately, the majority of the symptoms for ovarian cancer are typical monthly symptoms for women. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be hyper aware of those symptoms. Is it my same monthly symptoms or is this something bigger? Mm-hmm. That's why it's so scary. There's nothing that's just like this red flag.
It really is scary, mm-hmm. isn't it? And no tests. I mean, pap mm-hmm. smears are for, you know, other things. The pap smear doesn't show the ovarian cancer, you know.
Correct. There's no feeling you can do, you know, mm-hmm. it's very scary.
Because, you know, I tell everybody I found mine getting a mammogram, a routine mammogram. For heaven's sakes, get your routine mammograms. But there's no real test for this. I hope that they, you know, find something soon to be able to get it taken care of quicker, you know.
Correct.
And then once it's found, like, again, my friend had part of her stomach, part of her intestine, you know, so much of her removed because of where it had gone, right?
Yeah.
And so it just, it's kind of like a house on fire when it happens. And, you know, not much you can really do other than try to have the best quality of life while you're leaving. And obviously that's what Joy did. She showed people a lot of emotional courage, didn't she, honey?
She really did. She was more concerned with the people around her mm-hmm. than herself. And that's like a kind of grace that I think we could all hope to have mm-hmm. at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would. I think I would be angry and bitter and not as graceful as she was. I could hope to be that graceful, but it was very, very nice to be in her presence and witness that.
Well, there's, I think, a stage of anger that everyone would go through, like a why me stage, like, mm-hmm. God, what the heck, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm only calling Jennifer honey because she's the same age as my oldest child and she's so beautiful and lovely. I am not being condescending to her. I think we would all go through that anger stage. That's a stage, a denial stage, an anger stage. I mean, these are normal stages, you know, to go through. But once you acquiesce and surrender, if you have faith, which it feels like Joy had a lot of faith, then in that faith and in that knowledge that her sister had gone before her, I would suppose that she handled those brief stages of anger and denial real quickly and moved forward with a lot of grace and energy. Yeah. She feels like a pretty amazing lady to me.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Selfless.
So, well, I will tell everybody, if indeed you would like to volunteer or if you indeed would like to help with this cause, please visit the new Joy Bus location, which is coming up when, Jennifer?
Oh, goodness. You know, it was supposed to be 9 months ago. So let's say 9 months from now. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, let's go to the Shay and the 51
there
for now. And make sure we're volunteering there first and not wait for 9 months.
Please.
Did you find, Jennifer, that things slowed down for you during COVID, like that it was a more difficult task during COVID for volunteers? And, you know, because goodness gracious, you have to be careful. I mean, I picked up COVID at the end of radiation because my immune system was altered. Mm-hmm. And I did not hesitate to get a vaccination. Please don't write me. I think that might have been a little bit more challenging during COVID for you and your volunteers and the cancer patients and so on. Did you have a special policy or?
We did. Thankfully, we were consulted by people who know a lot more than we do on how to pivot the operation. The visits could no longer happen during COVID, which is unfortunate, but these are very highly immunocompromised people, mm-hmm. and I would like them to live. I don't want to hurt them.
Right.
So we pivoted a bit as far as the visits. Obviously, the masking and the gloves and the sanitizing. But our volunteers kept showing up. We never had a loss of volunteers during COVID.
I love to hear that.
And our patient program more than doubled, you know, the amount of people that we were servicing over COVID.
I love to hear that. You know that, I mean, good for your volunteers. And again, congratulations on upping your operation to 2,500 meals a week. That's a week. 10,000 meals a month. Yes. This amazing lady here. So give us the website, please.
Yes, it is thejoybus.charity.
Ah, very nice. And anything else that you can tell people about the Joy Bus or about what you're doing or your growth or...
Well, we're in the process of a capital campaign right now, trying to raise the funds to build out the building, hence the should have been done 9 months ago.
Okay.
but they can go to our website and find out all the information on the capital campaign. And if you can't afford to donate to the capital campaign, as most can't, you know, you can come to the diner and order a cheeseburger and know that 100% of the proceeds from that cheeseburger fund something bigger than yourself.
That's great. And, you know, what if you can donate to the capital campaign, Jim Parsons? What if you can? How does somebody do that, Jennifer?
Please go to our website. Please, like yesterday. And then it will lead you right to the campaign on how to donate.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And I'm glad you laughed a little bit with me. Humor is absolutely the best medicine alongside with good food. And congratulations to making everything that Joy went through worthwhile so that she can look down from heaven and know that everything that she went through was purposeful. And thank you for your purpose in your life. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.